just here is Sringar Bhat. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, our acharyas teach us that the summum bonum of all spiritual realization is revealed in the 5 chapters of Krishna's Rasa-lila. A very exalted topic that can only be understood after deep devotion, total surrender to the order of the spiritual master, and pure chanting of the holy names. We find in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna wanted to reveal the supreme power of Srimati Radharani's love. He left the assembly of hundreds and thousands of gopis to be with her alone. The Braja gopis were searching for Krishna by looking upon his footprints. They discovered that with this one supreme most worshipper of the Lord, he had picked flowers. And with those flowers, he sat down to decorate Srimati Radharani's hair with his own hands. The very place that Krishna decorated the hair of Sri Radharani is Sringar Bhat. That is also the place that Lord Nityananda Prabhu resided when he was living in Vrindavan. Therefore, it is called Nityananda Bhat as well. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, at the age of 12 years old, left his home with a sannyasi to travel for 20 years throughout India to the various holy places. Malati Mataji is a favorite amongst the Vrijavasis, especially the monkeys. This type of seva is most exemplary. Because we are their guests, they are giving us special entertainment. This is the hospitality of Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu traveled 20 years to all the holy places in northern, southern, western, and eastern India, from Badrikashram to Rameshwaram, from Jagannath Puri to Dwarka. After his tour, he came to Vrindavan. Here he lived, waiting for the news that his worshipable Lord, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, had begun the Harinam Sankirtan movement. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his Leela of Nimai Pandit, he did not disclose his true identity or his real mission. While living in Vrindavan, waiting for Mahaprabhu's signal, Nityananda Prabhu was just like a cowherd boy. He would, throughout the day, play with other cowherd boys, herd cows, bathe and splash with his friends in the river Jamuna. He was so absorbed in his leela of Lord Balaramji that he didn't even consider eating or drinking or sleeping. He resided at Nityananda Bhat, which is just behind us. And when, within the core of his heart, he understood that his Lord had returned from Gaya and established the Sankirtan mission, he left Vrindavan and went directly to Srinavagita. The place where we are now, under the shade of this holy Kadamba tree, is called Chirgat. Kadamba tree is one of the most favorite trees of Krishna because it represents Srimati Radharani, very light in complexion, and its flowers are round with an effulgent golden complexion. In fact, at Radha Gopinath temple, we planted 4 Kadamba trees, and soon the flowers will grow to help us remember Sri Vrindavan Dham in separation. I was fearful of planting Kadamba tree because I was thinking, how can we take a small tree out of Vrindavan and plant it in Bombay? Such a Kadamba tree would not want to leave Brajbhumi to go into Bombay. So we planted 2 Bengali Kadamba trees that we got from Nasik. But then some very pure-hearted, genuine, devoted Brijabasis from Barasana came to visit our temple. And I showed them those trees. And I told them that we did not, they said, but these Kadamba trees have very, very big leaves. Vrindavan Kadamba trees have smaller leaves. I said, we did not want to take a tree out of Vrindavan and bring it to Bombay. And that Brijabasi family, in their home, they have 24-hour kirtan for the past 25 years. Very, very good Brijabasis. They spoke with great, great conviction. They said, Radha Gopinath's temple is Vrindavan. That if you plant a Kadamba tree here from Vrindavan, you are not taking it out of Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. So with their blessings, we brought 2 Kadamba trees and a Tamal tree and planted it at Radha Gopinath temple. And you know, after some time the flowers will grow and they will be offered to the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath. This is called Chirgat. You will see a wonderful deity of Lord Krishna stealing gopis' clothes. During Krishna's Ras Lila, sometimes gopis would be bathing and Krishna would steal their clothes and bring them to the top of this tree and make them come out of the water, giving up all of their private identities to accept the clothes back from his lotus hand. There is another Chirgat, long way down along the Jamuna. That is the place where, during the month of Hemanta, the gopis worship Katyayani, and that story is described in Srimad Bhagavatam where Krishna stole their clothes. We will be going there with Sri Radha Shamsundar's mercy the day after tomorrow.
Devo!
It's a place that devotees rarely go because it's a long, dusty road and some walking is required. Would you like to go?
Yes! Devo!
Tomorrow we're going to Barasana.
Devo!
We will spend the entire day there. The next day, we will go to the place where Krishna liberated the great demon Agasura, Sapoli. Then we will go to the place where Brahma stole the calves and the gopas, and where he surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet. And we will go to Chirgat, where Krishna stole gopis' clothes. And we may also go to Nandagat, where Nanda Maharaj was captured by the servants of Varuna. The next day after that, we're going to Raval, the birthplace of Srimati Radharani, then to Brahmandaghat, where Krishna showed the universal creation within his mouth to Jashoda Mai. Then we will go to Gokul Mahavan, where Krishna lived for the first 3.5 years of his earthly leela, and performed many leelas, killing Putana, Shakatasura, Trinavarta, name-giving ceremony, and some of that is where he also stole the butter and was tied to the wooden grinding mortar. The next day after that, we'll be going to Belvan, the place where Srimati Lakshmi Devi is forever sitting, performing tapasya, trying to gain qualification to enter into the Vrindavan Leela. Then we will go to Bandiravan, which is a place of so many transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. The next day, on the 16th, we will, by the mercy of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, perform parikrama. And after that, next day morning, we will go to Sri Radha Kund and then return for parikrama of Vrindavan. On the 18th, we will go to Nandagaon, Terkadamba, and places in that area with Krishna Balaram's mercy. And on the 19th is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, which we will celebrate it at his Samadhi Mandir, at Krishna Balaram Mandir. Thank you very much. At this time, we will go to Keshi Ghat to take bath in Jamuna. Is everyone still awake? Thank you very much. Radha Shyam Sundar ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi.